I'd like to welcome to the studio Lara Knott. Good afternoon, Lara. How are you going?
How are you going there, Neil? It's nice to be here.
Oh, thanks for coming in. We got Lara here because she's fresh off a win at the CAPO Grants Round. What'd you get?
Well, I was lucky enough to pick up the Capital Chemist Award, which is going to help me to purchase some new equipment, which I'm very much looking forward to. Some big silversmithing stakes from Gretel Ferguson, who works out of the jam factory.
Okay. We should mention that Lara is a specialist. Can we call you a jeweller? Is that really where you fit?
I suppose I'm more of a... I'm an art jeweller slash object maker is probably the best description.
Yeah. You've come in wearing one of your own creations here, which is a beauty done in a sort of a purpley sort of a colour. You can't see it because we're not in colour here, but I can. Is this one of the titanium pieces? Or?
Yes, this is one of the titanium ones. This is from my last show that was at Built Gallery. I mainly work in titanium. I've moved
which
away.
It's a hard thing to work with, isn't it?
Very, very difficult.
Why'd you choose to do that?
It's... Basically, it's a challenge. I love a challenge. My actual mentor, Johannes Koonen, also works in titanium, so I've learned a lot from him. For me, I can get large structures. I can weld it, I can fold it, I can do a lot of things with it, and I can colour it. And for me, the colouring is something that's very particular in my practice. But the ability to make large, wearable pieces that are light.
Yeah.
Mainly the.
Sometimes a challenge to wear. I know that you did a series a while ago, which was an intricate series of the insides of, well, over the whole world actually, theatres from around the world.
Yeah.
And so structures. I wasn't sure whether one would wear them as a brooch or a necklace. They'd sort of hang down fairly heavily, you'd reckon, wouldn't they?
Yeah, those ones they're part of the concert hall series.
Concert halls, that's right, yes.
So they're an ongoing series of different concert halls from around the world, and mostly they're layered and then folded together. So not a lot of welding, or pretty much any welding on those. But the largest ones, which are some of them up to 65 mil kind of wide, they're actually surprisingly quite easy to wear, which is really great. And when I make them, I generally make them in cardboard to start with.
Uh-huh.
The theory being if you can make it in cardboard, you can make it in titanium. So
okay. So it's like well. A maquette done in cardboard effectively to start
with. Yeah.
Mm. And I guess the thing is, with titanium, we know that it's a strong metal, so it means that you can actually keep it fairly thin and still make it do what you want to do, I guess.
Yeah, very strong, very light, not very good for your tools, but I've found lately I've been going back to silver when I'm helping out with other people's work, and the difference between cutting silver and cutting titanium is... It's quite extraordinary. You get used to cutting something that's so hard, and then you go back to cutting something that's actually quite soft, and you end up breaking. Yeah, you break a lot of blades, and you spend a lot of time going, but I can cut titanium. I don't understand why it's not working.
Yeah. So going back to the award itself from Capital Chemist, so does this actually allow you to move into a new direction?
Yes. I'm going into a newer direction now. I'll still be making, obviously, a lot of jewellery-based works. But then I'm looking towards exhibiting maybe the end of next year and looking to move into more forging titanium and raising titanium, which is going to be very, very challenging.
Okay, raising you'll need to explain to me.
So raising is basically the process of making vessel-type shapes from flat sheets of metal.
Oh, okay.
So you're basically using a metal stake and hammering the material.
Uh-huh.
To bring it up into a form. So
this is all cold form?
I'm going to probably have to do a lot of hot forming.
Okay.
Because I've discovered that it's not particularly conducive to raising titanium, but I have found a way that I can do it, and it's going to be very, very challenging. But I believe I'll be able to bring the titanium pieces in and work them with other types of materials to make larger vessel-like objects.
And when you get to forging, so I'm not quite sure what the melting point of titanium is, except that it's very high. That's
very,
going to be
very
a challenge
high.
As well.
Well over 1,000 degrees.
Yeah.
So it does work very well, hot forging. The only thing is it's not quite like silver. You can heat up a piece of silver, you can hammer it while it's red hot, and keep hammering it and working it for quite some time. With titanium, it gets very work hardened very, very quickly, which is a little bit restrictive, but I am loving a challenge, and I am definitely going to give it a red hot go.
In more ways than one, by the sounds of it. So with the colouring, that's probably the last phase of what you do.
Yeah, so the colouring comes in very, very the last thing that you do. So basically you're looking at a surface finish that you then are going to etch, and then you're going to colour it. So whatever you do to it before it goes in for colouring is pretty much how that surface is going to look when it comes out. And the colouring is very challenging. At the moment, I'm able to colour things that are, I think that the concert hall brooches are the biggest that I can do.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just actually got another grant from Arts ACT, which is going to allow me to purchase a very large commercial size rectifier, which means these new vessels I'm going to be able to colour, which I'm very excited about.
Excellent. So if people want to see your work, what's the best place to go for that?
The best place would be Built Gallery,
mm-hmm.
and they are operating on a appointment-based...
They're out in the country these days, aren't they?
Yeah, so only about, not even 10 minutes out of Queanbeyan. It's not mm-hmm. very far at all. You can ring up and make an appointment. There's a very, very good website that Mayo has done, and you can purchase from there as well. And very, very approachable. You can ring up, ask a lot of questions. They do a lot of commission stuff as well, so feel free to have a look at www.built.com, I believe it is.
Mm. And I imagine you've got your own site for these things as well.
I do. I have a website. Probably needs a little bit of updating, but that's just look up Lara Knott and it'll come up. So it's Lara with an H and it's N-O-T-T.
Excellent. And after you've been there, you'll actually spot this stuff going around town. You might not recognise it before you go there, but afterwards you go, that's a Lara Knott piece.
Yes, yeah, so I've been quite surprised when I've been out to a few recent exhibitions that I've spotted some older student work, which mm-hmm. someone had bought from ANU grad show.
Yes, you might go on, but your old work will be there forever.
Yes, it's definitely there forever. I was like, where did you get that from? So it's very nice to see it out and about.
Mm, wonderful. Well, thanks for coming in and telling us about that, Lara, and good luck with how things go from here.
Well, thank you very much, and a big thank you to CAPO as well. This is now, the third grant I've had from CAPO, wow. And I'm very, very thankful for all the support, particularly being in Canberra. I think it's a very well-organised way of funding artists, and I encourage anyone out there to apply. The more people that apply, the more funding that can become available.
Exactly. So. Yeah. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you, Neil.